Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are playing How to Fix the Future, which is a game still in development. If you like it, you can become a Patreon, or, well, Patreon, whatever. Or Subscribestar, which I use too. So if you want to support me, you can do that as well. They also have a Discord and Twitter page, so check those out. Also, you can get the game at itch.io or right on the Patreon. It's patreon.com/MrMoonMe. So, let's go ahead and give it a try. This is only the first chapter. That's all that's been done. It just got completed. Introduction, Game in the Box. Shop sneakers from Kickers now. Oh, so you've come. Well, hi there. What's your name? Grim. I'm glad you're here. Oh yeah, the ocean, the sunset, the beautiful girl next to me. We both know why you're here. Oh yeah, of course we know, of course we both know why I'm here, haha. Damn, why is everything so blurry? Do you have another size? Hey wait, you haven't even seen him yet. My size is normal. Just give me a minute and I'll show you what I have there. That's what I'm talking about, come here. Young man, hello, I'm talking to you. Huh, what the, what? No, wait. Ah, fuck! God damn! It hurts! Oh, I'm sorry. Are you alive back there? Actually, it's your own fault. You're sleeping at work. Shit, I know that. I'm fine, thanks. I'd even notice how I dozed off. Today we're not very busy, you know, once just before Black Friday. Yeah. Do I look interested? I'm not here to talk. I'm here for a pair of sneakers. What a bitch! Do you have the same model, but smaller? Yeah, I think so. Let me check. As if you work hard, I'm sure your daddy pays off all your shopping sprees. I sit here all day long, staring at the ceiling. Only a couple of customers a day tops, with no one to talk to, and they pay me almost nothing. Man, that dream was so weird. This girl, I didn't get a good look at her face, but she smelled nice. What was it? I think violets smell like that? I hope she'll come back to me in a dream again. What's taking so long? I'm in a hurry. I'm coming. There, that should be your size. Here you go. By the way, you look familiar. Have I seen you somewhere? Are you sure that's my size? Yeah, try it on. It should fit. Aha! I think he recognized me. Fuck, I'll do it. Let's see here. How are the coins doing lately? Fuck, the market is even worse than yesterday. Why am I so unlucky? Yeah, let's see. Ooh, I got some of those. Not a lot, but one of those I have a few of. I'm not like a millionaire or nothing, but I got a few of them. I put all my salary from last month in it. I should have listened to BJ. I'm just trying to make some money like everybody else. Why does everything in my life end up going sideways? Well, at least maybe I'll get a percentage from selling these sneakers. So did they fit? What the? Hey, wait. Fuck, give me back the sneakers. They'll cut them out of my paycheck. What the actual fuck? Fuck it, I'm tired. Maybe I can close early today? No one will ever know. The owner of the store never comes here. Yeah, whatever. Fuck it, I'm going home. Wonderful. Today's another shitty day. Not a single sale, and there's a woman who stole a pair of sneakers. They'll take it out of my paycheck, that's for sure. I guess I'll be working for nothing for the rest of my life. I didn't even notice how life had completely lost its meaning and turned into a dull routine. It's been 2 years since Ellie left me. My school friends went their own ways. And all I have is a stupid job and a couple of virtual friends from an online game. I think I'm starting to slip up. The road home is going to be long. Home sweet home. My mom and I moved here when I was 5 years old, right after Dad left us. Mom's been working overtime ever since to take care of us and cover the rent. I hoped that after finishing school, I could earn enough. Finishing school, eh? I could earn enough so she wouldn't have to work anymore. What a fool. Mom, I'm home. Hi, honey, I'm making dinner. Give me a minute. So, how was your day? Could have been better. Did something happen? Come on, wash your hands and come to the kitchen. I'm almost done. Over here, you can view your stats and read information about characters you've met. Okay. So, what's going on? I don't know. I feel a bit sad lately. And someone stole sneakers. They'll take it out of my paycheck. Oh, son, I'm sorry. Why are you feeling down? What's wrong? That's kind of a dumb question. He's feeling down because, like, somebody stole sneakers and they're gonna take it out of his paycheck. So I'm pretty sure he's upset about that. I would be. Well, I feel like something's not right. I'm not sure if I like my life. Be blunt with me, Mom. Do you think I'm good at anything? Do I have any prospects in my life? Oh, son, of course you have prospects. You're smart, handsome, and righteous. Everything in your life will work out well. It just takes time. You're still young, and everything will be all right. I don't know. I've been working at the stupid store for a year. And the only thing I've achieved in all this time is to peel gum off a desk that's been there, like, for centuries. Haha, honey, listen. I know your life didn't quite turn out the way you wanted. But it's fine. Unfortunately, things don't always go according to plan. And we all have to struggle sometimes. We all have to adjust and adapt. Does that make sense? I guess it's just, I'm just afraid I'll never get anywhere in my life. I'm 20 years old, I didn't go to college, and the girl I wanted to spend my whole life with went to Ragward. Oh dear, looks like you really are not in high spirits. I know how to cheer you up. I just cooked your favorite dish, let's have dinner. Did I do that wrong? Yeah, it looks like you are really not in high, okay. Let me do that again. Oh dear. Looks like you are really not in high spirits. I know how to cheer you up. I just cooked your favorite dish. Let's have dinner. Favorite dish, huh? Beans? Man, I love them beans. You know, I was thinking. About what? I think I could be an esports player. Or maybe a streamer. I'm good at playing games and I can keep my audience entertained with my charisma. And I don't need a CV or college degree. What the hell is a CV? Only CV I know is like Castlevania. I know, that's not good. It's probably quite an important term. Seriously, maybe you even want to film TikToks? I understand that some people make a career out of it, but grim. I get it, not a good idea. I just don't like my job at all. And I'm gonna lose money again because of the stolen sneakers and the failing crypto market. My salary is not much to begin with. It's barely enough for me to live off of. Not to mention that I live with you and I don't pay any of the bills. Lucky bastard. Son, well then maybe you should look for another job. And speaking of the house and the bills, well, we're comfortable living together and it's cost effective. You can live here for as long as you like. Bring girls around if you want. What? You know I don't mind. Just make sure to protect yourself. Well? Mom. Okay. Anyway, just think of another job. I can ask around. We work with many companies, and I'm sure they might have some positions open. That would be great. Thanks, Mom. All right, I'll ask. And about the money, I can give you some if you need it. I don't have much, but thanks, Mom. But I think I can handle it. That was a based move right there. Thank you for dinner, Mom. I think I'm gonna go rest. Honey, wait. I know the last couple of years have been tough on you. All your friends have gone to colleges. Ellie has left you. I know it's not easy, and life may have become bleak for you. And considering what your father did, and that I wasn't able to pay for your tuition. But I also know that things are about to get better. Come here. Thanks, Mom. I love you. I love you too, darling. Wanna watch something on the TV? Go ahead and set up everything. I'll finish my meal and join you. Sure. Breaking news. Mystery or a brilliant marketing strategy? I'm Veronica Jones, and you're on the Channel 24 News. People around the world have started getting mysterious parcels with a game disc that's compatible with all platforms inside. Man, I wonder how the hell that works. Hey, isn't that Recipients state that none of them ordered it. Moreover, there is absolutely no information about this game. It is not known who developed it, who published it, or even who sent it. It's not yet clear, even by which courier, since it's delivered. Let's try that one again, guys. It is not known who developed it, who published it, or even who sent it. It is not yet clear, even by which courier service it's delivered. Damn, it's definitely her. She stole the sneakers. Packages just appear every morning at the door of regular people. What is also interesting, even people who are not familiar with the gaming industry get these packages. Live with us is our reporter Eric and one of our city's residents, Agnes, or what she has to call her, the mother of cats. Agnes, tell us and our audience. Huh? Agnes, tell us and our audience about the parcel you received this morning. How did you react and what was inside? What did she say? Speak. Oh, well, I woke up and I heard my Dracotix screaming under the door. First thought was, thieves! I took my magic stick and made my way downstairs. Right foot down, then left. Again, right foot down, then left. Long story short, just 10 minutes later, I was downstairs, thinking, wow, what speed. Wouldn't think I was an old lady. More like that, what is his name? My grandson watches all the time. That very fast. Oh, floosh, right. Where was I? Oh, right. I was gonna hit him with my stick right in their domes. Break in an old lady's house in broad daylight, completely shameless. So I open the door, and there it is, a box. Thinking, strange. Junkies, for sure, so I took it. Excuse me, Agnes, could you get closer to the point? Thank you. What did she just say? Talk faster, we're live. Oh my God, why didn't you warn me about that? We warned you. Agnes, you opened the box. What next? There was a stupid disc. I used it like a stand for my flowers. There on the table in the living room. I'll never stand you shooters and hookers. In my time, we... So you didn't launch it yet? Launched what? Oh, you won't have lunch? Where are my manners? Of course, come in. Studio? Well, from what you and I have just learned, it seems that someone is doing a very bad job. Doing something else instead of making high-quality news, right, Sarah? Oh, you didn't sleep well. Didn't have enough time. You don't say. Or maybe you should stop fucking other people's husbands, huh? You stupid fucking cunt. Where are you going? Come back here, you fuck. Stop, you whore. Beep. That's awful. And this is the biggest international channel. Could make that a little larger. Mom, kind and loving woman. When our father left us, she did everything she could to pull us through. She is the most important person in my life, and I hope I can take all of that burden off her shoulders as soon as possible. She really needs to stop and relax sometimes. Veronica Jones, news host from Channel 24. I know little about her, but this lunatic stole a pair of sneakers right from under my nose. Yeah, it's just crazy. It's a weird story with these discs, don't you think? Who knows, maybe it's some sort of weird marketing. Or another viral prank. Well, I guess we'll find out soon enough. Hey, by the way, I recognize this TV host. She's the one who stole the sneakers today. Really? Why would she steal sneakers? I don't know. Maybe she's a kleptomaniac or something. Well, if we know it's her, I think we can go to the police. And I'm sure there'll be plenty of CCTV footage from the cameras in the store. I guess, but I'm not sure if I want to. I was asleep in the store. I'm afraid if I pull up the CCTV footage, it'll work against me and the shopkeeper will fire me. After all, the sneakers aren't that expensive. It's your choice. If you change your mind, tell me. Sure. Okay, I'm gonna do the dishes and get ready for tomorrow's meeting. We have a very important client coming in tomorrow, and I have to be at the top of my game. Okay, and thanks for dinner, Mom. It was really good. You're welcome, dear. Let me do the dishes and you go get ready for the meeting. Thank you, son, but I like to think while I'm busy. And while I'm doing the dishes, it actually calms me down and I think better. Go rest. I'll do it. But thank you for asking. I raised you to be a caring boy. Okay. Well, ho, my sanctuary. It's been a long day, but I think I still have some energy in me to play a couple of matches. I wonder if anyone's online right now. At least there's no new updates. Jeez, Chloe, come on, answer me. I can see that you're online. Grim, I'm kind of busy here. Hello to you too, Chloe. Why are you playing alone? I'll wait for you in the lobby. Did you know if Big Joe is gonna join? Do you know if Big Joe's gonna join? Grim, fuck, I can't right now. But I can see you're playing. What's wrong? I'm playing, yes. Not the usual Battle Royale stuff, but this unknown adventure. Wait, you got the disc? Yeah, I got it today. I've been stuck in it all day. That's why I'm so tilted. Because it's bloody complicated. It's not only full of puzzles, but the gameplay is also out of this world. In short, if you don't want me to yell at you again like last time, then... disconnect! I get it. Jesus. No need to shout like that. Okay, good luck then, I guess. Can you call me tomorrow, explain it in detail, with no screaming? Bye! Chloe got the game, and it seems she's completely immersed in it. This all seems a bit weird. I should check what BJ is doing. Grim, what's cooking? Hey, BJ, what's up? All's good. I got the game everybody's talking about. I'm playing it right now. I have to say, I don't know what the hell's going on here, but I like it. Damn, you got it too? Chloe's playing it right now as well, but she seems more immersed in the process. She says it's very complicated, and there's a lot of puzzles. Ah, so these are puzzles. Well, in some senses, I'm racking my brain. I don't do them. I just break through the wall when I get to these trials. Hehe. And that level doesn't reset? You can just break through the wall and go further? Sounds like a bug. Seems to be okay. I keep playing and the progress is recorded too. The game is quite strange to be frank, but it's very engaging. Damn, now I want to try it, except I haven't received anything and I don't know if I would at all. If you want, I can give you my disc when I finish. That'd be great, thanks, but when will you finish? Who knows? I'm telling you, this game is weird. There are no stats here. I've looked it up, and it looks like no one's ever been able to finish it yet. What do you mean? Millions of people all over the world have already gotten this game, and no one has ever finished it? Yeah, go figure. That's weird. We'll play it then. Excuse me. Well, play it then. Since you and Chloe are occupied, I'll go to sleep. I don't want to play solo. At least I'll finally get some quality sleep. Okay, kid. Whoa, I'm not a kid. You don't even know how old I am. Maybe I'm even older than you. Dude, I can hear your voice, and besides, you got your photo as a profile picture, remember? Damn, true. Well, you may not be a man at all. Maybe you have boobs and a dick for all I... How do I know? Well, he said, for all I know. You don't. What an amazing time we live in. Okay, forget it. I'm going to bed. Good luck with the game. I'll call you tomorrow. Sure thing, bro. Bye. That went well. Okay, Chloe, we spent a lot of time playing together. And shit, this hot-shaped girl can take down a whole squad. Doesn't matter what game you're playing. Also, it seems she's good at hacking. But unfortunately, I don't know her in person. It's online, dude. I haven't seen BJ in person either. But in-game, he's always there to cover us, even at the cost of his life. Joyful guy. He also seems a bit closed off. Well, there was a tattoo that said he was in the military. Maybe that has something to do with it. You know, former military guys. You know, you've been through some shit. It changes you just a little bit. Just a little bit. And again I'm alone. All by myself. It's a bit sad, really. I've been thinking it'd be nice to see him in person. I wonder what they look like. Why haven't we ever had a video call? And why aren't we friends on social media? I can clearly imagine how what BJ looks like. But Chloe? She has a pretty voice. Although when she yells at me, she seems like a real bitch. But it's kind of cute. At times like this, she reminds me of Ellie. Ellie? Oh, Ellie. I can't say that what she did to me was cruel. No, she didn't literally break up with me. She just made a choice in favor of herself and her future. I can't be mad at that. She entered Ragward University and she had to leave. We couldn't be together anymore, so we had to go our separate ways. Happens. When she left, we were still calling each other. Then we were just texting, and then even that stopped. Well, you know, girls go to college. There's a lot of guys there. Things happen. It's been 2 years, but hell, I still think about her all the time. And I understand her. I would have left too if I was accepted in such a prestigious university. Unfortunately, the only place where I heard the phrase, "you are accepted," was the retail store. Alright, let's stop contemplating. I think Mom's right. The best is yet to come. It's time to sleep. Research ship, Pilgrim. Location unknown, year unknown. Recording number 3113. Dr. Rashmi Basu speaking. My research ship Pilgrim has arrived at its destination in the constellation Lyra. Planet Kepler 62e has a similar atmosphere to Earth. Atmospheric pressure is nominal. The ship's systems show no exceptional data, but I am certain that it's here. I'm closer than ever. Well, I don't think I'll ever make it back alive. The distance is far too great, and there are not enough resources for a trip back, but at least I can transmit all the collected data, and I sincerely hope it wasn't all in vain. Forgive me. I did what I thought was right. I believe in this mission with all my heart, and Michael, James, I hope you're alive. Over and out. Please don't let it all be in vain. I have sacrificed far too much. Ooh, another day that will end up just like all the others before it, unexciting and dull. Mom has probably already left for work. I have a well-deserved day off today. I'll take a shower, have breakfast, and then decide what I'm doing. Yeah, it smells like Mom's perfume. She's definitely gone. It smells really nice. It must be the one I gave her for her birthday. Oh, that's the stuff. What can be better than a morning shower? Though I remember Ellie and having fun here when Mom wasn't home. That's what can be better. Ah, good times. Actually. Well, hello, Grim. Long time no see. Oh, Ellie. Hello, my dear. Do you want that? I'm here for that, am I not? Oh, yes, like that, please. Like this? Do you like that? Two T's there, bro. Is this what you wanted? Yes, go on. Oh my. Ellie, yes! Hell, I love your hands on my dick. I want you to fondle my pussy with your fingers. Yes, like that. I love it so much. You don't need a shower. You've got a flood here. That's because of your magical fingers. Are you ready to come, sweetie? No, just wait a minute. Oh! Grim, yes, your dick is so hard. And your fingers. We get all that, huh? Of you? Oh, okay, it just lets you see different. Okay, okay. I'm gonna come now! Yes, Grim, come for me! Son? Are you gonna be finished soon? Fuck! Mom, oh my god, no! No, please, not like this! Ah, fuck! Are you alright? Yeah, give me a second. Sorry, I left my phone in the bathroom. Can you give it to me? Fucking shit. Here you go. Not gonna lie, you scared me quite a bit. Mom? Oh yeah, I'm sorry. I got lost in thought for a bit. You've grown so much, and you look just like your father. Never mind, it doesn't matter. Thanks, I was halfway to the office when I noticed I forgot my phone. I hope I'll make it back before the traffic gets bad. This is a very important client. I can't screw it up. I hope you can make it. Have a good day, Mom. Thank you, son. See you tonight. See ya. Bye. What is it? Grim? What was on the doorstep? It wasn't there when I came inside a short while ago. What's inside? Wait a minute. I think I know what this is. No way. Yeah, it is. It's that game, Mom. The one which was on the news yesterday, remember? It seems so. Okay, I don't have time for this. I'm gonna be late. Oh, it just says play me. Okay. I have to run. Be careful with that. It's kind of creepy. I can't believe it. I finally got the game, too. I have to play it as soon as possible. Good thing I'm off today. I'm still in shock a bit from Mom showing up at the worst possible moment. And again, I fantasized about Ellie. It doesn't feel right. Actually, it's quite normal. Maybe it's about time to leave it all behind and move on. Oh, yeah, let's think about that for a second. I mean, yeah, you're gonna think about that. I mean, there's times I still fantasize about women from 15, 20 years ago. It just happens. But, yeah, that doesn't mean I want to... I mean, they're not the same people anymore. That's one thing he'll have to learn. When she's in college, she's going to become a different person. Different opportunities, different people, different experiences. They all shape us. So you can't expect the person to be the same as you remember them when you were dating. So it's very important to definitely move on. That doesn't mean you can't have fantasies. We all have fantasies about former lovers and things. I mean, I think it's pretty natural. But it doesn't mean that we need to pursue them. You know, sometimes old flames are meant to be put out. Yeah, I'm doing it. Yeah, it's time to stop thinking about Ellie. There are millions of other girls I can imagine while jerking off. You're right. To be honest, Mom was right. This mysterious feeling is a bit frightening. Though people all over the world are playing it and nothing terrible is happening. No viruses, people getting brainwashed, or anything of the sort. Yeah, besides, BJ and Chloe have played it before. I think everything's fine. Well, show me what you got. Play! Polis Citadel, the capital and head office of Phoenix Corporation, year 2121. Madam President? What's wrong? You have to see this. Status. Madam President! At ease. You too, go back to work. You, report the situation. Madam President, we have unidentified objects entering the Earth's atmosphere around the globe. What? Invasion of AMWP? Alliance of the Milky Way Planets. I don't know, Madam President. Then find out! What the fuck are you here for? Yes, Madam President. Excuse me, Madam President. Madam, if I may, but why would AMWP return? They left a long time ago. They wouldn't have come back for us. Why would they come here? Lu Yang, you're a smart girl. Tell me, do I look like I have the answers? No, madam, I'm sorry, I just can't think of a reason. Yeah, neither can I. No, there's something wrong here. AMWP made it clear that for them, the Earth was no longer of interest. There's nothing and no one left here that might be of use to them. How much longer? Ready, madam. No, it doesn't look like rockets or spaceships. Seems to be debris, but we don't know from what. Can you track the trajectory of the falling debris? Are our cities in the strike zone? I can. From what I can see, the cities probably won't get hit. The debris is probably small. But there's too many of them. Some of them will burn up in the atmosphere, and the remaining ones will scatter to different parts of the world. Let's get to work. Find out which ones will fall closest to the polis. Send the coordinates directly to Olga, and quickly! It will be done, Madam President. Lou, prepare 3 groups of agents for a search mission. We need to find out what it is and where it came from. Tell Olga to report directly to me. And of course, all the information is classified. Clearance level 4, minimum. Roger, madam. Awesome. This game is unlike anything I've ever seen before. It's very difficult, but I can't stop playing it. And by the way, the wall trick BJ was talking about doesn't work. Strange. Okay, let's take a break. I'll call BJ. He's got his phone number? Man, the man's in the gym. You better leave that man alone in the gym. Ugh. Fuck, I barely dodged. God damn. Man trying to kill himself. You better be careful of them damn dumbbells, brother. Grim, what's popping? Not the best timing. Almost cracked my skull. Hey, BJ, I'm sorry. You all right? I can call you back later. Nah, it's fine. Don't worry. I just got distracted. What's up? Dude, you wouldn't believe it. I got the game. I've been playing it since morning. It's unbelievable. It is, right? Played it till morning. I thought I'd revitalize a bit and do some sports. That's a fucking good idea. Hey, that's a red pill thing right there. If you're playing games all day, you need to hit the gym the next day. Like, as soon as you get done playing the game, like, go to sleep. Get a good rest and do some exercises. Like, if you've been on the game, like, you always gotta get yourself kinda active. Lifting something. I got 3 big ass dumbbells in my room that I use, and I got a little machine, one of them little bike machines. And of course, there's all kinds of exercises you can do, burpees and, you know, stuff like that. You can also do, I mean, I'm not going to go through all the exercises. Y'all know. Just exercise after you do gaming real hard. Where do you think it came from? Hell if I know. It's free. Nobody ordered it. There are no microtransactions in it either, as well as no mention of a developer. Damn. That's kind of creepy, don't you think? Maybe someone's collecting our data, spying on us? Yeah, I think it'd be the Chinese, like, at first glance. Like, I'm immediately gonna be like Chinese or Russians or something like that. Grim, don't be stupid. All people have already willingly given that personal data to corporations long time ago. Oh no, you don't say all people. We'd say everyone. Everyone's already willingly given their personal data to corporations a long time ago. No one cares about privacy anymore. We're all under surveillance, and certainly no one's interested in your dick pics and what you're watching on BooPub. I don't even have an account there. Yeah, right. Tell me more. Ha ha. Anyways, I wanted to ask. We've been playing together for a long time. We don't know anything about each other. I just found out you're into sports. Small stuff, but something interesting about you. Man. Trying to be as... damn, bro. That's a weird way to put it. So I thought maybe we could meet up. I mean, you, me, Chloe. BJ, you there? Yeah. Sorry, I got distracted. So what do you say? I don't know. Meeting in real life really is overrated. That's my take. In my life, reality is nothing but trouble. To be honest, I can't stand reality. Okay. So you're against it? Oh, no, not at all. It's a good idea, I just think there's something I didn't tell you guys. Okay, probably best to leave it for later. Great, then I'll talk to Chloe, and if she's in, we can meet tomorrow. Let's say about 5 p.m. at the diner on 13th Street. Alright, deal, man. Okay, I have to go, I got some stuff to do. Alright, bye, BJ. See you, dude. Damn! Brother, slap that ass. What the? Dude, are you fucking... Oh my god, please excuse me. I was trying to grab onto something. It happened by accident. He found something to grab on, though, didn't he? But if you'll excuse me, you have a soft and bouncy butt. Oh, that's all right, I guess. Thanks, haha. Would you join me for a cup of coffee? I don't know. Hey, hold on. Hold on. She didn't accidentally happen to be there. We all know that the gym replaced the club. Yeah, uh-huh. You know what I'm talking about, fellas. I think I can find a few minutes, sure. I'll bet you can. All right, PJ's in. I hope Chloe will agree, too. It'd be nice to finally meet him in person. Phone sounds like mine ringing. She's not answering. Wait till she calls back. Remember, she's playing the shit out of that game, and she's gonna be bitching at him. I don't want to hear it. Okay, she'll call back. I got a render unlocked. I bet I did. How do I even, like, see my shit? Like, all I can see is statistics. Scene gallery, right? Not just one. Photo gallery. Yeah, she's playing a game. You're supposed to leave the shit the fuck alone. Alright, Madam President, the last search group is back. Well, that was a very masculine voice for her, wasn't it? We've collected all the debris within a 1,000-kilometer radius of the Polis. We don't know what it is. But whatever it is, it's definitely not an AMWP. Good. But I still need to talk to the moon. Whatever it is, it couldn't have come out of nowhere. AMWP must know something about it. After all, if it wasn't them, the debris must have flown past them. Connect me to them. Also find me the best scientists from all 5 cities and bring them to the Citadel. Don't say a word to anyone. Don't explain anything. The project is top secret. The information about it should not leak outside the Citadel. Are we clear? Yes, madam. Well, we're going to end right there on that booty shot. So what are you guys thinking of this game so far? Obviously, the guy that's working on this, English is not his first language. There's a few words that are just kind of, you know, out of place. I used to be an editor. Like, seriously, I used to edit interviews from bands from other countries. So, you know, I'm used to this kind of English where, I mean, I know what they're trying to say, but I basically have to convert it into more legible English. That's pretty much what my job was. And I did that for hundreds of bands. So, yeah. I remember translating an interview from a Chinese band a long time ago. And they were really, really hard to do. I had to pretty much translate most of it. I pretty much had to translate the full answers because the English was very, very broken. And I understood what they were trying to say, but it was difficult. And there's other, you know, but I've been there. Just letting you guys know that this is something I did professionally. I wasn't being paid for it, but I was doing professional work. It's kind of weird, right? You're doing stuff and they don't pay you? Yeah. Odd. You think I could be making a good bit of money off that. But, weird. Anyway, this is the Grim Lord, and I'll be out of here for Grimm's Uncanny Valley with Fix the Future. And we'll see more of Chloe later on.